What's poppin'? This is episode 6 of the Kane Show, and it's been a long time coming. It's been about 2, maybe 3 weeks since my last episode. Haven't felt called to do it, but and again, I hope y'all recognize how grateful I am for everything going on in my life, especially the social media stuff. I've been annoyed as fuck recently with the dynamic of the whole TikTok lives, and if you're here listening to the podcast, you probably know that I do that shit nightly, so you probably already know why. But anyway, I'm like, you know what, I get to talk right now and I don't have to, you know, do the gimmick thing or answer some ridiculous ass questions. Let's do it. Sounds good. As I'm sure y'all know, it's been a couple weeks since it occurred, but there were tragedies that occurred pretty much, you know, throughout the country. We do live in the United States of America, and sadly, that is a normal part, as fucked up as it is to say normal, of our way of life, of our culture. That's kind of like what we were founded on in the first place, and, you know, it is continuing. So, you know, there was a massacre in Buffalo, there was a massacre in, hope I'm saying it right, Uvalde, Texas, and, you know, a massacre on South Street, even, here in Philly, you know, people getting shot and killed left and right. The main thing that separates what happened in Texas from everywhere else is that the targets were children. And, there were a lot of details that came out about it in the days that followed the initial incident. But the day that shit happened, I had a lot of people coming into my live and commenting and messaging me, asking me to speak on it. And I even had a lot of people not ask, but reprimand me that I haven't already, and that I didn't repost anything, and that I didn't share anything. Quite frankly, I didn't feel the need to share anything, especially share an opinion on it. I don't think my opinion differs that much from the opinion of it. It was a tragedy. It's a fucking massacre. The only opinion that I had immediately, or I should say initially on the topic, was more directed to the mismanagement, the mishandling of it by those that we pay to protect and serve us. I have a lot of criticism for the police as a system, as a concept, you know, as a organization. When it comes down to individual police officers, I understand and recognize that there are good people on the force and there are bad people on the force. Just like there are good people that work at your restaurant job and bad people that work, you know what I mean? But as a whole, from the outside in, which is always easy to say from the outside in, it seems like some shit isn't going properly, isn't being handled well. And in the case of Uvalde, Texas, it seems like a lot of people who are paid to protect and serve weren't prepared to go protect and serve. I tried to tell many people that were attempting to guilt me into giving a knee-jerk reaction to the slaughter of fucking children. I tried to tell them that in the next few days from this initial incident, we're going to see a lot of details coming out that weren't immediately available. And of course, they go off and act like I'm making excuses because I'm an evil person or I don't care. And look, I don't give a fuck, but I give a fuck enough to explain myself, because I appreciate those who listen and take the time to listen to me for some reason, even them. They wanted to hear my opinion on something, but they went about it in a real, like, shitty fucking little bitch-ass way, and I mean that wholeheartedly, you know. Y'all know I don't always talk like this, but, it's like, why the fuck do you want to know what the guy who eats fruit and talks about mental health thinks about children getting murdered and pumped full of fucking rounds of ammunition? in the safety of their own school. Why the fuck do we care about what I think, about what some actor thinks, about what some fucking musician thinks? Like, why the fuck do we care about what popular people or famous people think when people are getting fucking murdered? And that being said, people want to talk about gun violence and all that shit. Look, man, whether you want to fucking recognize it or not, this is America. I come from a city where many people get murdered, many people get robbed, many people get assaulted for less than nothing. And people want to criticize me because I've exercised my fucking Second Amendment right. Fuck all that shit. And I did it the right way, you know what I mean? That being said, knowing how little of a mental health background check they do on you, I'm not going to go into detail. There needs to be stricter fucking barriers. There needs to be a stricter fucking process, a lengthier process when it comes to buying a firearm. It's too fucking easy, right? That being said, I'm you know what I mean? I'm going to continue to utilize my shit in the legal way. Hope to never have to use it, but damn it if I ever fucking have to. You bet your fucking ass I'm doing it. Cause if it's you or me, I gotta go home tonight, bro. If you're trying to stop me from going home, I'm going home. I'll do anything. And everyone says that, you know what I mean? Tough guy bullshit, right? So take what I'm saying with a grain of salt. That being said, we're talking about fucking children, and we're talking about a fucking crazy, murderous, fucking hateful, lunatic, fucking pussy, and we're talking about cops. When it comes to the whole situation, these motherfuckers had that kid, that this fucking menace, running around for an hour, and they didn't go in, and it wasn't until, like, Border Patrol motherfuckers came in that somebody finally popped the guy. We pump millions of dollars, millions of dollars into the police in every state, in every city, and people are still fucking dying. People are getting killed in supermarkets. People are getting killed, not even people, children are getting killed in fucking school. Come on, man. Come the fuck on. And then you see the videos where they weren't letting the fucking the parents go in. It's now look, man. I know a lot of thin blue line motherfuckers, right? I come from a city where that thin blue line shit is just a calling card for the fact that this motherfucker more than likely driving this vehicle is racist and is an apologist for the fucking police, like a bootlicker. I'm gonna call it like that. But in the past few years, I've got to actually spend some time with some thin blue line motherfuckers, and not all of them are bad fucking people. You know what I mean? Not all of them are bad fucking people. Some of them, they just know what they know. They're a little misguided. Some of them are fucking pricks, but not all of them. You know, I've met some cool motherfuckers that got that thin blue line shit on their car. All right, and I'm sure that they got some shit to say about how I dress or whatever, but we agree to disagree on certain things, and we can have a mutual connection on other things, right? That being said, even the thin blue, I'm seeing even the thin blue line motherfuckers come out the woodwork and say, yo, these cops didn't do their fucking job. Point blank, that's my opinion. That's all I really have to say when it comes to this Uvalde shit. That's all I really have to say when it comes to the Buffalo shit. Even though the motivating factor for this motherfucker going on a murderous rampage was racism, and knowing what it's like in America, yeah, people talk about how like racism's progressed. It's still gonna fucking continue, and it's a damn shame because I know a lot of fucking people. I have a lot of friends and a lot of loved ones that should be able to exercise their Second Amendment right. Should and if they ever fucking need it, but they're afraid to do it because if they get pulled over and let the cop know that they have a fucking gun in the car, they're gonna get fucking murdered and shot up like we've seen so many times on cell phone videos. But again, and I'll knock on wood when I say it, but probably don't even need to. If I were to get pulled over and I do my little hands and the fingers on the fucking steering wheel and I let the cop know, hey, excuse me, officer, just letting you know, I got a loaded firearm or two in the vehicle. They're more than likely going to proceed with usual fucking, you know what I mean? It's going to be a standard procedure and I'm going to fucking get the drive home that night. I know that I have white privilege. I've been pulled over many times, drugs on me, weapons on me. Motherfuckers didn't even search. I was riding dirty for a good bit, you know what I mean? And I'll speak on it. It is what it is. And I got away with a lot of shit, all right? I was always the friend that was comfortable talking to the cops because I knew that they were going to look at me with more humanity, more empathy, and more sympathy and patience than my black friends or than any other fucking race, you know what I mean? That being said, cops in Uvalde didn't do their fucking job. Didn't do their fucking job, point blank. And it's easy for me to say, right, because I'm not a fucking cop. It's easy for me to say because I'm not willing to sign up and put my life on the line, right? Yup. You bet your ass it's easy for me to say. That's why I didn't fucking do it. That's why I didn't sign up to put my life on the line to protect and serve. But if you sign up for the fucking job, just like Cat Williams said in the stand-up, you get on that horse, you better ride. It's simple as that. Simple as that. You know why I didn't sign up to be a doctor? Because I don't think I'm built for doing fucking surgery. Because I don't think I'm the doctor type. You know what I mean? You know why I'm not a fucking stripper? I can't walk in heels. I can't fucking dance in them probably either. You know why I'm not a basketball player? Because I'm 5'9", and I'm not that athletic. I'm not that much of a team player. I don't have the dexterity to have handles, and I can't fucking shoot a ball like that. You know what I mean? So I didn't sign up for that fucking job. But if you've got millions of dollars pumped into an organization where you're armed to the teeth, you got access to body armor, you got access to armor-piercing rounds, you've got access to a bunch of firearms, you're a cop, you have a badge, I'm sorry, isn't that your fucking job? Isn't it your job to put yourself in harm's way? Oh, well, they have families too. They have a wife to go home to as well. On that subject, I'm glad I didn't give my knee-jerk reaction because a few days after it came out that these cops went in and got their kids out before fucking worrying about, like, come on, man. The whole premise of Blue Lives Matter is that these cops are cops first, people second. But in decisions like these, when things come out like this, that they put their family in place of the protecting and serving the people, the whole community, it goes to show that it's bullshit and it's just a blanket excuse for being fucking racist and being afraid of black people. But in this situation, you're afraid of a fucking some fucking weirdo fucking kid with a bunch of fucking like, come on. Doesn't matter if he had a rifle and a fucking side piece, none of that shit. If he had a helmet, a fucking chest, you motherfuckers are the people that get paid to protect and serve. You motherfuckers are the people that people go on Facebook and write all this fucking bootlicking, cop-humping bullshit talking about how we need to fucking protect and honor those that protect and honor us. Well, where's the protect and honor in this? You know how many kids fucking died? Murdered. And then people talk about, you see in the media, they use the terms expired, passed away, died. No, murdered. Murdered. Massacred. Murdered. Massacred. We gotta stop doing that shit. Too much, all these frilly, fucking, pretty, kind words in regards to something that isn't pretty or kind. We're talking about murder. We're talking about death. So look, here's my fucking reaction on the thing. Right? I know some cops that do their fucking job. And I know some that don't. I know some people that are good with firearms and went about it the proper fucking way. But I also know people that didn't. I also grew up with people that didn't, and that's why I went about it the proper fucking way. But what I will say is this, I don't like revealing too much information about myself when I consider it personal, but it's this. I was able to acquire one maybe like, 2 months after I got out the fucking loony bin, and the only loophole was that I didn't go unwillingly. Had I gotten 302'd, wouldn't have been able to purchase one. But being that I made a split decision in a state of psychosis to say, yes, I'll go willingly, I was able to acquire one that day when I walked in, cash. And that's fucking alarming. That's fucking alarming. Because I'm of sound mind now. But maybe I wasn't in that moment. Do what you will with that information. Pretty fucking crazy, right? All that to say, the point that we're really trying to, that I'm really trying to drive home here, is that in these situations that we've seen lately, and to not forget what of course occurred in Buffalo, but what also occurred recently in Philly, where I'm from. You got four cops on every fucking corner in South Street. And nobody, you allowed that many people to get hit before you neutralize the target? Crazy. Cops aren't doing their jobs, bro, in these situations. They weren't doing their jobs in these situations. All the funding in the world cannot make up for a lack of fucking training and a lack of fucking confidence and initiative. And before y'all even start, well, easy for you to say, no shit. That's why I'm not a fucking cop. You know why I'm not a fucking cop? Because I don't think I'm built to be. Maybe some cops got to put the fucking badge down. I don't know. Because, like, if you're not willing, able to, like, would you be upset with your doctor if he didn't know how to doctor when it was time to doctor? Yeah. Yeah. You get upset with your waitress when your food isn't cooked right, right? It's just a simple critique on the job. You get mad at your sports team when they don't fucking play properly, right? When they don't show up when it's game time, when they don't go hard how they're supposed to, right? We got to hold everybody to these standards. People get upset with me when I don't fucking do the fruit guy thing right. It's okay to be upset with people that aren't doing their job properly. And just because some people aren't doing their job properly doesn't mean that all people aren't doing their job properly, okay? I'm sure there's a lot of Walker, Texas Ranger, fucking John McClane cop motherfuckers out there, and I salute y'all motherfuckers, right? But it's these pussy boy, yellow belly, no fucking backbone having motherfuckers that try to hide behind a badge that allow a killer to run rampant in the school for an hour and murder children. That's not acceptable. It's ridiculous. It's fucking crazy. Again, I don't have too much of an articulate opinion on this, but for those of y'all that care to listen and tune into my podcast in the first place, for any of y'all that wanted to hear what I think about people getting fucking murdered, here you go. I think it's crazy. And look, man, it'd be great if we could live in a world where we didn't have to worry about that. But being that we live in a world where we gotta worry about that, being that I come from a city where I know people that got chalked for fucking less than what I have going for me now, I will be damned if I'm just a sitting fucking duck on a platter. I will be damned. I will be damned. And anybody that doesn't understand, consider yourself blessed and lucky that you don't understand. Okay? But fuck that. Not only have I had death threats before this fucking shit, but I still receive some. People have leaked my information, people from my past, all bunch of dumb bullshit. But fuck that. Fuck that. Anyway, kind of a short episode, a little inflammatory, but you know, fuck it. I just wanted to get it out of the way, man. I hope that y'all understand where I'm coming from. If you don't, that's fine. That's one of the beautiful things about these art, you know, these forms of media and about this country. Contrary to popular belief, though, we could still disagree with each other and keep it fucking respectful. I've found out that I can like people that I disagree with. I can like things about them, you know. But all that aside, if you're not one of those people who sees it that way, that's cool, man. That's great. And I actually applaud that shit, you know? You have a right to pick and choose what you fucking like and what you listen to. And if you decide that I'm someone you like and listen to, I appreciate it. And if you decide I'm someone you don't like and don't appreciate listening to, that's okay. I like that too. I fuck with that. I applaud that. I encourage that, you know? Listen to your heart when it's calling for you. Straight up. But yeah, man, people wanted my opinion on this shit. There you go. It seems to me like the people that we pay to protect and serve us, in that situation. They didn't protect and serve the people they were supposed to protect and serve. And that's fucking crazy. It's really sad. And my heart goes out to everybody that was not only immediately affected and lost their lives in the situations that occurred in Buffalo, in Uvalde, and in Philly, but my heart goes out to the families of those people as well. And my heart, you know, my heart goes out to everybody involved, even those that did wrong in that shit. It's wicked, man, what evil and hurt and pain can make people do. And it's wicked what evil, hurt and pain can end up having us be subjected to. But yeah, this was episode 6 of the Kane Show. What's poppin'? Hope y'all have a great day. Be safe, all right? Love y'all. Peace.